Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed day, Memorial Day. May the Lord bless you all, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Alive, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. Have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the blessed word of truth. We thank you, Lord, this day that you have blessed us to assemble together once again. Therefore, Lord, we petition you once again that you will be with us once again as we go into this lesson today. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to reveal and, Father, how you're going to give understanding and impart to your people that which they stand in need of. So, Lord God, we will be careful to give you all the glory, the honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today we are on part two of the Midnight Cry, Who Possessed the Power to Accomplish? And this is part two. Part one, I did yesterday, coming strictly from the word of the Lord. And once again, when I'm talking about who possessed the power to accomplish, we're talking about being successful or accomplish the thing that God said that would be done. Now, as I went over with you guys from a couple of the messages on Sunday, the midnight cry, and this is the word of the Lord in this last hour, okay? This is through his angel messenger, amen, bearing witness to who will possess the power to accomplish or be successful in the thing that God said would be done or needed to be done. Amen. Now, the first thing I want to do once again is to find the word able. And according to Webster, the word able means having sufficient power, skill, or resources to accomplish an object. Once again, having sufficient power, skill, or resources to accomplish an object. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, we're going to come from the Bible today and look at a couple of scriptures in the sixth chapter of Ephesians. So let's go to the sixth chapter of Ephesians. Amen. And this is the cry at this last hour that the word of God shows us and speak of certain ones who will possess the power to accomplish the thing that God said must be done. Okay? Now, some of you may look at this and say, oh, this is just obvious, but I pray that this really sink in, because some of us think we can get by being the opposite of just what God said must be. And the Lord wants you to understand that in this last hour, these certain people is going to have the power or the resources and the skill to accomplish the thing that God said need to be accomplished. Okay, now. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, I'm going to read verse 11 and verse 13, because this is what we're looking at today. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 and verse 13, the word of God said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Now, we notice in verse 11 and in verse 13 the words able. And once again, the definition I gave you for the word able means having sufficient power, skill, or resources to accomplish an object. So according to verse 11, the Lord says that in order for you to possess the power, the skill, or resources to stand against the wiles or the tricks or the schemes of the devil, we would need to put on the whole armor of God. Because the word able means, once again, having sufficient power, skill, or resource. So the Lord is saying, the ones who are going to have this power, skill, and resources to stand against the wiles of the devil are the ones who are going to put on the whole armor of God. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. That word stand here, okay? Hallelujah. That word stand is dealing with abiding or remaining. In other words, those who put on the whole armor of God would not be moved out of their place with the Lord by the wiles of the devil. You understand that? Hallelujah. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why he said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, that you may be able to stand against the tricks of the adversary, that you would not be moved out of your place with the Lord. Adam was moved out of his place with the Lord because the serpent and his deception beguiled him. You understand that? So this is why in the cool of the day after he had sinned, the Lord said to Adam, where art thou? And it wasn't that literally God could not find Adam. It's that that word of question was showing that Adam was not in the same place with God like he was before the fall. And the Lord is saying that those in these last days, not everybody hollering, Lord, Lord, is going to get this. Now, I got a call. You are on, well, Brother Nate, who am I speaking with?
This is Craig. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing better than most, worse than a few, I'd have to admit, you know.
Well, okay. How you doing? You're doing good, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty Amen. Much the way it is. You know, God is very good to us, you know, being his children, so we obviously are going to be a joy to him because we listen to him. We don't listen to what man says about what man thinks that God is saying to us. We used to, but God had to fix that. You know what I mean? So
right.
When we speak, we're going to speak clear because God's word is a mirror. When you open the word of God, you're looking at yourself on the inside. You never seen yourself on the inside? Well, God bless you because everything is wonderful and amazing. You know why? Because everything is holy unto Christ in you. Christ is that true rock that was hewn out of a spiritual mountain, and God did that, and he put it under your feet. So under your feet is something solid. It's called solid ground. So God gave you something to walk on. So when you talk and you representing the truth and not something that somebody said about what they think God is saying. You understand that?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Hey, we thank God.
So, huh?
Oh, go ahead. What was you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I sound like I'm a little abrasive, you know, in my, if you bear with me just for a moment, you might come across some sweetness, you know, and that sweetness is the sweetness that shines. Christ is that sweetness, you know what I mean? And
right.
What happens is Christ is the true light inside of us. We got illuminated. We became illuminated because the Word of God became alive to us. It's not just the written word in the book no more. We could read the book. Anybody that can read the words, but there's more that's being said than what's written on them pages because of the living Word of God. God is alive today, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? Somebody has to break it down. And God will send somebody around you that will not force his love on you, but share and love the truth so you can receive love and love, because love generates love. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Love means so many things. It's not a seal of approval or diamond rings. No. It means a very great deal. Trust, honesty, and how you feel. These are cornerstones in a relationship. If you don't have one of them, you might want to reexamine yourself to make sure that you're in the right place at the right time. And if you show up, God's going to show you what he's doing. And if you magnify him as he's working in your life to produce the fruit, because the tree of life is planted in the center of your heart where the soil of grace is, and God is the producer of his fruit. And when he's producing the fruit in your life and you bruise it, you learn, oh, I'm sorry, God, and it's okay. You acknowledge him in all your ways, and guess what? God gets the glory for what he's doing. You understand? So if somebody's being used of God, then you can esteem that person higher than yourself because of what he's doing. So you give God the credit for what he's doing and not man, because man don't understand. And you got to be the example to follow Christ, because you can see who he, him, when he talks to you. God takes you back to the first century and shows you what happened when there was time. There ain't nothing in your way no more. God made everything holy unto himself, because this is the kingdom inside. This is a visible witness of the invisible kingdom inside of you. And God gets his glory for what he's doing in the 21st century, because when he shows you what you're doing, taking his word out of context, that's your opportunity to say, I'm sorry, God, I made it about me or somebody else instead of you. And God says, it's good. I'm going to consume that sacrifice, because God is a consuming fire that takes you higher than you ever been before.
Okay, well, all right, Will. I appreciate your comments there, and
no worries.
Yeah, amen. So, and once again, your name is what was your name?
Well, my stage name is Way Busy, Praising God, but
okay.
My name is Craig. Yeah, Craig.
Okay, Craig. Well, Craig, I appreciate your comments. Appreciate you calling in there.
I appreciate you taking my call, man. That was really nice of you. I appreciate that. And gave me a chance to put something out there, and it made me feel good. I really appreciate that. Thank you for the opportunity, my man.
Okay. And you continue to have a blessed day, my friend.
You too, brother. Thank you.
God bless. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God and for all that is giving the word, the gospel out. We thank God for those who are, hallelujah, and in wherever place God has them spreading the gospel, because it's needed strongly in this hour. Amen. It's needed strongly in this hour, especially for America. Okay, I'm just going to be real. Now, I'm not saying nobody else need the gospel, but especially for America, because the way the nation has been have turned her back on God, and I thank God for true servants that he's been sending out into the land, even though they're being mocked and persecuted and talked about and put down, but I thank God that they have been relentless in giving the gospel. Thank God for Jesus. Now, in this 11th verse in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, he told us to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand, that we may have the power to stand, okay, against the wiles of the devil. So we won't be moved out of our place with God by the tricks and schemes of Satan. And he said those that put on the whole armor, they are the ones who are going to be able to stand against the tricks of the enemy. They are the ones whom Satan, by his tricks or schemes, will not be able to move out of their place with God. See, everyone that's hollering, Lord, Lord, if you read Matthew 7, is not going to enter to heaven. You got a bunch of people this day hollering, God this and God this, and I know God is for me and God is my, you got a lot of people hollering that, but the Lord is letting you know of the certain ones who really will be able or possess the power to stand or to be not moved out of their place with God is the ones that put on the whole armor of God. Amen. 13, notice again, within the two verses, 13, 11 to 13, once again, he talks about the whole arm of God. And he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole arm of God, that you may be, that with the word able again, able to withstand. In other words, that you may have the power. Now get this, this word withstand here is different in the Greek. It means to oppose, okay? In the day, having done all to stand, okay? To oppose, to come against. Who? The enemy in this evil time. Hallelujah. One, stand means to abide, that you be not moved. The other means to oppose, to be able to stand against, to come against, okay? Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying, those who put on, once again, not only put on the whole armor of God, but taking on to themselves the whole armor of God, is going to possess the power to withstand. Hallelujah. See, those that would not put on the whole armor, God has said, you're not going to have the power to stand or withstand the enemy. And the Lord said, this is going to be evident. You're going to see from the giving of the word of God, you're going to see this evidence. Amen. But he's letting us know in this last hour who are going to be the ones to possess the power to stand or withstand in this evil day, to possess the power to oppose evil, the devil, and all that he's working through. Hallelujah. And notice it talks about the whole arm of God. In one part, we're told to abide. In another part, we're told to oppose. Now, in that same sixth chapter, and maybe another time, we'll go more in depth about this whole armor. But he lists this armor, and he puts you in mind of a Roman soldier and all the gear and stuff that they put on. And he says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Having girded about the truth, well, the word of God is true. In other words, and also having a clear understanding of God's word. Having on the breastplate of righteousness concerning our right standing with God. You know, we was made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus did, okay? But that we're made the righteousness of God through what was done, and we have to remain in right standing with God, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He talks about, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's the walking in the ministry, you know, of the Lord God. Hallelujah. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Okay. We got faith is involved in there. You can't, our Christian walk is, it goes around faith. You can't take faith out of the Christian walk and survive. You can't do it. Amen. He said, wherefore you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then he said, take the helmet of salvation. See, the helmet is go for the head, to protect the head. Have not mind renewed with the word of God. Okay? And the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Now, that's the one thing, if you look at the whole armor, everything that's listed in it, everything else is like for defense. But the sword is for offense. You know that? Hallelujah. The sword is only one, you know, yeah, you can defend yourself by using the sword to block it, but it's also for offense. But the general point that I want you guys to see here, as we talk about the word of God tells us who's going to possess the power to accomplish that which God said needs to be done. When God talks about here being able to stand against the wiles of the devil, who is going to be the ones that be able to do it? It's going to be the ones that take on the whole arm of God. So the word is specifically clear. The word of God is specifically clear about who's going to be able to do what to be accomplished or to accomplish the thing God said needs to be done. It's clear on that. It's nothing. It's like nothing foggy. I mean, you know, if we take the time to study the word of God, it will be revealed to us. So it is quite clear. Okay, who is going to possess the power to do what, in this case, to be able to stand and withstand, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, the word is telling us we will see in this last hour those who do not put on the whole armor is not going to be able to oppose the evil. And those that who would not put on the whole armor would not be able to remain in that place with God. They were going to be moved by the tricks and schemes of the enemy. Hallelujah. And they would not be able to oppose in the evil day, which that's what we're living in now, an evil day, an evil time. Guys, you see it. Okay? If you don't see it, ask God to open your eyes. We're living in an evil time now. Respect has literally just gone out the window. It used to be a time that the younger kids respect some older kids. They don't respect nothing. Now they got to a point they respect nothing by the older folks now. They'll rob and steal and do stuff to them just like they would somebody their age. Amen. It used to be a respect about someone being handicapped. That's going out the window. Now you got comedians cracking jokes about people being handicapped. Okay? There used to be respect in marriages. Now, many of the marriages, there's no respect. Husband flirting with women in front of the wife face, and wife now is coming up to speed. She's starting to throw her hips and start flirting with men in front of her husband's face. The respect. We're living in an evil day where nakedness is being, quote, appreciated more or being accepted more. We got men who, and when I talk about this, I ain't talking about just them sinners. Listen to me on that. I ain't just talking about them sinners, because when some of y'all hear me say that, yes, yeah, that's right, them sinners just getting it. I ain't talking about them sinners. I'm talking about them Christians, the people that claim to be Christians as well. You got, in this day and time, like I said, nakedness and showing some nakedness is being accepted. You got men who's supposed to be, quote, in the church, being cool daddies, wearing shirts that's open, showing their chest and chest hairs on it. You got women that you can't even hardly talk to without having to look away from or close their eyes because of stuff they're wearing. They constantly got to show some part of their breasts. Amen. It's being accepted. Now you got all kinds of disrespect dressing, and then people are coming into the congregations and into the church buildings dressing disrespectfully. You got women disrespecting other women because they are dressed disrespectfully and showing off to other women husbands. You got all this stuff going on. We're living in an evil day, people. We're living in an evil day where the flesh is being worshipped, where the word idol is just being thrown around. Oh, this is my idol. Where the word fans is being used in gospel music. And among the Christian community. Now the Christians are using fans, talking about my fans, my fans. We ain't got to start talking so secular that it's ridiculous. We're living in an evil day. And the Lord said, those that put on the whole armor of God is going to be able to abide in the place with Christ and not be moved out of that place by the wiles, the tricks or schemes, the devil. And he's quite clear on the word of God of this, who's going to be able to stand. Quite clear. Amen. No dispute. It should be. I mean, it's nothing fuzzy, people. It's nothing like you can say, well, God, I wonder who are you talking about? Well, he's telling you who's going to do it. You may say, well, I want names. Well, make sure one of the names is you. Okay? That's the first thing you need to be concerned with. Make sure that one of the names is you. Hallelujah. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Amen. My personal prayer for me is that, Lord, make me stronger and closer to you. Because, people, I see this time now. I see what we're living in. And not only just us on this broadcast, but other believers, I've been trying to warn people, it is going to get more intense. All that jumping up in church service you doing, talking about Jesus, the head of my life, and he's number one, and I got faith, you finna show it. You talking about, I believe the word of God, you going to show it. The day is going to come where you're going to have to choose to make a stand for truth or not. And what I see with some of these so-called Christians and big-time ones who's very well known, they ain't showing a good thing, people, because they're compromising like all our doors, okay? Big time compromise. Some of them too even too scared to answer. When the secular world asks them questions straight up, they too scared to even answer. Too scared. They fumbling all around the question. I mean, you just, you know, when you look at it, it's just obvious. You're like, man, why don't you just come out and say it? But you got to go all the way around the world before you get back to the spot. And then some of them, when they do that, they still ain't answer the question straight. Fear. This thing is serious, people. Living in the last hour, my friend. The last hour. So what you going to do? Are you going to be one of the ones that will stand against the wiles of the devil? Are you going to be one of the ones that will stand in the evil day? By what? Putting on the whole armor of God or not? So this thing don't have nothing to do with how much money you got or how famous you are. Hallelujah. If you look at that, that spirit has crept into the church world now, into the Christian community. Because now many of them starting to think because of what they got, that's what's going to make the thing. That's what's going to get them over because they got, you know, a lot of money, 3 or 4 or 5 cars, a big house, you know. See, that's what many of the Christians over here in America is calling the God life. You understand that? That's what they're calling the God life. Having the big expensive Bentleys and all. They calling that the God life. And for some of them, if you ain't living the God life, they snubbing their nose at you. I'm just being straight up with you. They snubbing their nose. Amen. You got some of them trying to be well known among the secular world. I'm just being straight up with you. They want to be well known. Okay? In the secular world. And for them to do that, they have to compromise and withhold from telling certain truths in order to do it. So you got to watch the people real close now. Okay? Amen. Of course, Oprah would like you if you don't still sit there and tell the truth about homosexuality. Of course, she would love you. If you don't tell her the truth about Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, the only way, she'll love you. And this is how some of them are having so special place in her heart, because they would not come forth with their certain truths. And when you listen to them answer, you be like, my goodness, man, would you just come out and tell the truth? And they just all, and then when the finality of it comes, they didn't compromise so that they have, quote, put something over the truth to give her any kind of answer. Thank you, Jesus. I am grateful for this time and opportunity to share the word of God with you all. Hallelujah. Don't forget, later on today, the Angel Messenger speaks today, headed off by Brother Eddie Lee tonight at 7 p.m. Glory be to God. So, Father, I thank you for this opportunity you've given through your word and opportunity you've given us to come before the people today. I pray today, Lord God, that all that were listening were blessed, strengthened in Jesus' name. Oh, glory. And may all the glory and honor go to you, my Savior. And Lord, I pray that you will water this seed I've sown. And by your mighty power, bring forth the increase. You are so worthy to be praised. And you are so worthy to be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. For all you are listening, don't forget tonight at 7 p.m., our brother Eddie Lee will be on. Look for the advertisement then. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word. The Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.